We salute you, Mr. Air Conditioning Thermostat Administrator.
Mr. Air Conditioning Thermostat Administrator.
Outside the office, it's hotter and stickier than the Amazon jungle. But inside, it's a frozen, frigid tundra of Freon. And when we ask, why is it so cold in here? You can see our breath.
And no one knows how to change the temp.
Only you, oh Sultan of Shivering.
And no one knows where your office is or what you look like, yeah.
So the next time the sweat beads in your back turn into ice cubes in your butt crack, raise your mug of hot cocoa to that mysterious man responsible for your summer pneumonia. He's Mr. Air Conditioning Thermostat Administrator, a real American hero.
Mr. Air Conditioning Thermostat Administrator.
You're the reason everyone keeps a sweater on the back of their chair.
You know that chubby lady that wears the shower curtain in public that ran for president against Trump?
Yeah.
She was making headlines earlier today praising an 11-year-old girl who would not stand for the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance. This is interesting, though. And, of course, a judge recently ruled, you don't have to stand up for the national anthem.
Right.
But try not standing when a judge walks into a room. Try that. See how that works out for you. We're all exposed to, leap to our feet when a judge walks into a room, but and respect him, but not our country. I don't get it, Joey, but I don't want to go there either because
okay. It's
heavy. It's annoying. There was a little bit of a backup on 85 northbound. About 15, 20 minutes ago, that is cleared. You know what it was? Some guy got pulled over by a cop for speeding. And everybody had to stop and look. Like, gee, that's unusual. That's different. But I guess the ticket is complete because they're gone now. See, it's not just a lark I go down there for when I say I'm going down to check traffic. I'm checking traffic. The other day, we had that accident happen while we were standing outside.
I know.
Boom, boom. So you never know. But what's weird, and it's felt this way all day, this morning, through the middle part of the day, and this afternoon. Now, it's the middle of the week. The traffic on 85, after that was cleared, is so light. It doesn't look like rush hour at all. Just not too many vehicles. And it's something about today that's different. That would mean you should have a very easy time making it to Baumhauer's to join us. As we celebrate LaDonna Brooks' birthday today, and here's the fact, is freedom of speech? That's not why John Brennan's security clearance was pulled. He abused his power. He knowingly signed off on a bullcrap memo bought and paid for by Hillary, and then went into a FISA court with his signature. Come on, man. God, even Fox is like ignoring inconvenient facts these days. It really pisses me off. All right, now they have that on my system, I'm going to go back to putting the happy back in happy hour.
Awesome.
See what happened on the markets today. Brand will join us in just a moment on Newstalk 93.1 FM. A reminder, Jay's used them. Boss has used them. I've used them. Everybody that is our good buddy, the big prairie dog.
Alan!
Has used J&S for outdoor yard grooming. They're so good. So if all that heavy lifting holds no appeal to you in these hot summer days, get J&S. They're good, they're quick, and I think their price is very fair, especially for the outcome they'll deliver. So if you want to give yourself a break from keeping the entirety of your yard looking nice, call J&S at 202-8760, 202-8760. John and Melissa Cato are frequent visitors to Baumhauer's on Wednesday night. If they're there, I'll make a point to point them out. But they do a fantastic job. That's 202-8760 for J&S. Now, back to the traffic dungeon. Local news and weather, and then we're back with Brandt. We hope.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Everybody,
Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. That little delay that we saw on 85 northbound over around Bell Road has shown itself to be an accident, and it's going to be up near the ramps at Taylor Road. It's got traffic backed up from just before the exit ramps at Taylor Road back to almost the Eastern Boulevard. Things are moving very slow on the northbound side and kind of slow on the southbound side, too. Also seeing some slowed down traffic on 85 northbound right before you get to Ann Street, so watch out for that. 65's looking pretty good, and the boulevard is all clear right now. For custom decks, painting, and privacy fencing, call Prestige Home Improvements. Get a free estimate. Prestige Home Improvements, 334-398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A pedestrian is recovering after being hit by a car last night in Montgomery. Police say the accident happened in the 5800 block of Monticello Drive just before 9 o'clock. A juvenile is now in custody following an overnight robbery and shooting in Montgomery. Police responded to a call of shots fired in the 1100 block of Ann Street around 1:30. Police say the victim was punched and then had his vehicle stolen. They say another person then shot at the suspect. The juvenile was found a short time later. A West Alabama man shot and wounded his adult son during an argument over chicken wings while they were watching football. According to District Attorney Michael Jackson, 77-year-old John Carver was convicted by a Dallas County jury of first-degree domestic violence. Carver shot his son in the chest while they were watching an NFL game in 2016. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The blazing heat of summer continues, and the rain chances are not zero, but very small as we work our way through the next few hours. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 74. Tomorrow, kind of a routine summer forecast with a few scattered hit or miss storms here and there, especially in the afternoon and evening. High tomorrow, 93. Better rain chances coming in for Friday, Saturday, and probably Sunday as well. Scattered to numerous storms around with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Stay on top of the summer thunderstorm season by downloading our free weather app for your phone or tablet today. Plus, get instant push notifications for any severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town, because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch. The normal menu along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
the door, I found the guy we call Mr. Right on the Money. Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald on the other side. Good afternoon.
Greg, how you doing? How you doing today, buddy?
We're looking forward to going over to Bomb Hours tonight.
I hear you.
We're celebrating LaDonna Brooks' birthday tonight, and we're also toasting the revocation of John Brennan's security clearance, long overdue. So it's always nice to see a traitor get his just desserts. So that's been kind of it for the day. Seemed like it took him a long time to figure out what to do about that. But anyhow, the story that got our attention involving money was about Bitcoin today. What's going on with that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It's not just Bitcoin. You know, there are a lot of, you look at currencies all over the globe, and they're all really getting hit. I mean, the dollar, the U.S. dollar is the big sort of game in town.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard me use this, you know, phraseology before, but essentially the dollar can be like a wrecking ball. You know, when it's really running hard like it has, it can just wreak havoc on the rest of the world. So you see things like gold getting hit and all the emerging market currencies going down. And you would expect that even, yes, cryptocurrencies priced in dollars would also go down probably relative to the dollar. So I'm not surprised by that, and I still think that the jury is out on all of that. The blockchain technology is pretty interesting,
right?
But these currencies in and of themselves, I don't have any faith in them, I can tell you.
Yeah, so I would
leave it at that.
So it's been kind of a buy at your own risk sort of deal.
That's it.
Let me ask you this, too, this situation with Turkey. It seemed to me like the retail numbers that were coming in were pretty solid. I saw that. But how about this ruckus with Turkey right now? How much impact is that having on the market?
Yeah, well, I mean, it certainly is providing some negative undertones, no doubt about it. But I can tell you this. There's just absolutely no way that Wall Street traders or large institutional traders around the world are really worried about Turkey from a systemic risk type perspective. First of all, and I just hit the quick bullet point, this is a very small economy relative to the rest of the world. They're not part of the European Union or anything like that. This is not even really a sovereign debt issue. This is really about an economy that's kind of gotten weak. They've got runaway inflation, and they have a lot of dollar-denominated debt that's been issued to corporations, and so on and so forth. And I think that it's not so much a question of worrying about Turkey as much as it is worrying about the entire emerging market. In other words, is Turkey sort of a early-on sort of litmus test of what can happen to all emerging markets? And you start thinking about names like, you know, Brazil, India, Vietnam, Indonesia, Singapore, Taiwan, Thailand, the list goes on and on. These are all emerging markets. Traditionally and historically fast-growing markets, for the most part, democratic countries with reasonably strong rule of law. But when you see the dollar running as hard as it is and the U.S. economy as strong as it is, it's a complex thing to discuss. But essentially, those economies really have to scramble for dollars to support their currencies because it really wreaks havoc on their local economy. And that, I think, is what Wall Street is really keeping an eye on now is, you know, what is going to happen to some of these emerging markets and can they hold on? And if you start to see some certain credit, breaks in various parts of the credit markets in EM. Let's be clear, that's not going to hurt American banks. That's just, we're not talking about that. What we're talking about is just sort of this fear of a global slowdown because of what's happening and how it could spill over into some of those local banks in those local economies. And that's why, and then really keep it in perspective, you know, the Dow, I think, you know, was down a little over 100 points today. That's such a small move in the grand scheme of things. But yet, I think tariffs, what's happening in Turkey, what could happen in other emerging markets, that's beginning to kind of probably keep a lid on this market's ability to move much higher in a short term. And then throw in the midterms. And that's another thing that markets are focusing on heavily. So
I think I found a new way to get wealthy. You get a job with the government. You work your way up to a position of great responsibility. Betray your boss in the country. Get fired. Then you go to GoFundMe and say, "Mine isn't right." And you get $500,000.
It sounds like a pretty good business model.
It was working really well for him because as of today, he's got about $500,000 he did not have the day he was fired.
That's right.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
And there's so many others out there I'd rather see that money go to, you know, that really could use a break, some help.
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you, man. I really am.
I would urge those of you who have... here's the thing. When I was making big bank, the future seemed a long way off. So I lived for today. Now the future is here. And I wish I had been a little bit smarter. So please, I'm saying that to you as a cue to pick up the phone, call Brandt, and arrange an appointment to sit down and talk to him about your future, because you'll want to have something there when the future does arrive. And he can help you plan for that or any other event that's coming down the road in life, whether it's saving for a home, your kid's education, and the various types of IRAs and things that are out there. Transferring an IRA from one place to another, they handle all of that at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. The number to call to make that appointment is 387-0094, 387-0094. Meet a fantastic group of people, and you walk out of there feeling better about yourself because you have become managerial about your money. How about that?
Well, it's true, and I appreciate you saying that, and it is true. I mean, we have a lot of listeners, many of the listeners who are clients, and we greatly appreciate it when people give us a call, come in and kind of see what we do. We are, I think, very unique in how we approach things, and certainly proud of our process, and that's a big thing. It's process-driven.
Well, we appreciate your time, your wisdom, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, take care, guys. Brandt McDonald, 387-0094.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Thank you, Jay Scott. We'll see you tomorrow morning on 3 Men and a Toothache.
She's going through it, man.
She is, and you know, for her to be here, she got driven to work today. She's taking medication for that painful situation in her mouth. And this thing we do on TV every morning really is fun because we sort of have a focal point at the beginning. And then 4 minutes later, we're 5,000 miles from whatever we started talking about.
It sounds like you're having a fun-filled conversation.
We are. And Emily is the ringleader. She's the gangsta comic in the group. And for some reason, we're talking about your favorite decade. And,
I don't know if you're using gangsta correctly these days.
You expect me to use it? I'm old Harold Delaney, for God's sake. Could I use it in Scramble? Would that work?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay.
I'd allow it.
That's the part that... Well, this since it happened well before I came on the air, this tape of Mario Cuomo, governor of New York, saying America was never that great. What a douchebag, to use a New York term. And this is a friendly crowd he's talking to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when he said that, America was never that great, I'll see if I can play it. Probably won't be able to, but I'll try and play it off the Fox site. He didn't get applauded. He didn't get a big vocal reaction. And, hey, make that your theme for 2018. See how that plays for you. You already got great folks out there leading your party with, that Vermont situation just looks so weird to me. it reminded me of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Should that bother me?
I don't think it should bother you. I mean, I think you have every right to go, that's a little odd.
Yeah.
But I don't...
Oh, I didn't know. I'm not saying,
it doesn't horrors, actually bother
what's
you.
Happening to our country?
No.
Our moral compass is running amok.
I was more like, all right.
Not at all.
Cool. You're now going to be facing an incumbent moderate Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
We pick a letter that we can go through when we come back.
P.
P. Okay. We'll take a P. Take a peek at P when we come back. We're just doing risky clicks this afternoon. Have some fun before we head over to bomb hours at 5:22. Kate Armstrong's going to come in and join us Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
It's always fun. You know, when you talk about dogs and cats, it can get down and dirty because some of the problems that we have with our pets, let's face it, aren't pleasant. But it's okay if we talk about pets and those kinds of things. For some reason, when it's people with the same issues, it's far worse. I don't know why. But Cade is somebody that depends on Oaks Exterminating. They got two clinics. Montgomery Veterinary has two clinics. And they have dogs healing and boarding there. So they can't afford to have fleas or any other issues that are going to slow down the recovery of a dog that's been entrusted to them. So just keep that in mind. If you don't have a pest control service, get with Oaks, O-A-K-E-S, and Ricky Nordsworthy's hardworking guy. And when he comes to treat your home inside and out, these chemicals that will not harm your pets, but they will get the job done. And he's not going to present to you like a contract, sign your life away. You got to, you know, if you want me to be your pest control service or exterminator, you need to sign this one-year deal like a lot of the big national companies do. He doesn't work that way. If you like the result, you call him up and have him back. It's great. He's just, it's like so many of other businesses, small business, hardworking folks that have a great product and a great service to provide to you. The number is 265-6674. That's 265-6674 for Oaks Exterminating. And please tell Ricky or whoever, maybe his wife, whoever you speak with at Oaks, that you heard about him here on News Talk 93.1 FM. That's 265-6674. All right, let's see how the roads are doing at 524.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. That accident on 85 northbound around Bell Road and Taylor Road showing signs of being out of the way here very shortly. Right around East Chase, things are beginning to thin out very nicely. Just a few little slow cars there now. Also seeing some slow stuff on 85 northbound right before Ann Street and 85 southbound at Court Street going toward the interchange. Nothing big on 65. The Boulevard looking real good, and Atlanta Highway's okay. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
K Kenny G is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to Three Men and a Lady with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Kenny G at the MPAC on October 25th. Tickets to Kenny G at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, October 25th, from News Talk 93.1.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm getting fatter all the time. I used to be size 32.
And I never gave.
My jeans used to fit. I look cool.
Now I'm not the same.
Lost a few pounds. My shape's getting round. But I'm getting fatter, a little fatter all the time.
I can't lose no
weight. Yes, I admit, I'm getting fatter, getting fatter. I love to dine.
Let me spit it cruel to my waistline. I'm driving a stake through my heart, eating things that I love. Now I'm big as a Michelin man.
I admit I'm getting fatter.
Fatter.
I'm getting fatter all the time.
I can't skip dessert.
No, I don't dare get on a ladder.
Fatter.
I'm getting fatter. It ain't no crime.
Getting so much fatter all the time. I'm getting fatter all the time.
Play that for Rich the next time he blames one of my morning breakfasts for an extra pound he may have discovered. He's so honest to God. He's, you know, for a guy who's as brilliant and dedicated to his craft, the weather, and who worries, you have no idea. You know he cares, but you have no idea to the extreme that he takes every weather event personally. Especially if it affects some and not others that are in the listening area. He really does. And like he has, you know, a control stick here that can guide the storms. But he's one of the most wickedly funny people I've ever met in my life. He is absolutely, I mean, he puts that face in the middle of a conversation on the show, drops his
incorrigible
humor bomb, and then, you know, ducks out like, I didn't say that. It's amazing. Here's Papa John at 5:30.
Hey, my friend, how are you?
I'm, you know, beer.
Oh, yeah, I know. I can't make it tonight. I've got a new rooster coming in, so I got to introduce it to the girls. But I want to tell you, last week I had a chance to sit down and talk to Morris Capuano. Man, you talk about a prince of a fella.
Yes.
Good conversations about what I'm trying to do right now. And he was really so helpful. I'll tell you, really a great guy.
You know,
that wasn't what I called, though. Really, I wanted to know if you know, or maybe Joey knows. I heard the Amorosa lady recording that she did the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, it was the president's knowledge. Isn't that what happened in... besides the break-in Watergate, wasn't that part of the problem that Richard Nixon was at? Was taping conversations that,
you know,
without
the... I haven't seen a whole lot of the legality of her recording. I would imagine it would depend on whether or not it was a security situation, what the meeting was about. What it is a low-life thing to do. Obviously, this is her plan. I'm going to record everything I can. I'm going to write a book. So she had probably made this arrangement from her first day.
Yeah. Well, you've probably gotten a call like I have, where it's, John, this is Tim. You are on your recorded line. I said, I do not wish to be recorded. They hang up.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you're supposed to tell people that. That's the law, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, y'all have fun tonight, so I can't be there.
Thank you. We'll miss you. Maybe we can ask Legal Eagle. After all, he is our local heartthrob, too.
Yeah.
Chad.
Oh, you are mistaken, oh, great one. It depends on what state you're in. This state is a one-party consent state, so only one party on the conversation has to consent to recording. That means I can walk into a room with a tape recorder in my pocket and record my conversation.
Really?
Yeah. If I cross the line, the border, and walk into Florida, I'm doing something illegal because it's a two-party state, consent state.
I had no idea that that was the case.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and I've had clients do that.
What is your take on Omarosa's recordings at this point?
Well, she's got a different situation. She has a potential national security violation. And I think there are some federal regulations or guidelines that govern the use of recording devices and cameras within what they call a SCIF. And that's where she was, or any room that's a secured facility. It's a SCIF. And so I think she may have problems there. She also has problems with violating her non-disclosure agreement that she signed.
Hey, even Jimmy Kimmel, even the what do we call him, the Grim Weeper of late night TV, even Jimmy Kimmel said there's something wrong with this woman.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think she's just absolutely mentally ill. She definitely has super narcissistic tendency. But then again, so does Trump, right? You know, but she beats up on people, and apparently every job she's ever had, she gets chased off because people can't stand her.
Well, you know, the people she was probably counting on to help promote her book and stuff, they don't want anything to do with her because they.
Yeah, even the Huffington
sadly Post because she that. Jumped off the plantation.
Hey, there's a job waiting for her. Andrew Cuomo. I mean, you know, he hates America too. So you know, why
yeah.
not? Can you, what a maroon, you know? So I guess he doesn't consider America great, even though we rescued the entire European continent from the throes of fascism, including his ancestors' country of Italy from Mussolini, right?
Yeah, that wasn't what he meant. I can't wait for that.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I think there's a lot of ignorance out there. They don't understand there's a difference between saying that we're greater than everybody else and the concept of American exceptionalism. There's Reagan used to quote from a very famous book called The 5,000 Year Leap. We are the first country that has successfully escaped, you know, from being ruled by kings and tyrants and turned over to the people the ability to vote in and out their leaders on a regular basis without a war. That's what makes the United States exceptional.
Chad, let me ask you a hypothetical question.
Yeah.
There's, what, 7 billion people on the planet? Of that number, how many would like to move here tomorrow if they could?
Well, apparently, if we're such a bad nation, you've just made the point, everybody would like to get in this country, right? Because this is the one place where you know, and you've started your life over, this is one place where you can start over.
Mm-hmm.
And you this is the country of second chances. My ancestors came over here just like everybody else did with nothing. And made something of themselves. My father was the first person that went to college. He had a brother that became the CEO of Nestle's U.S., who grew up in a three-room house.
Wow.
You know? And those things still happen. Those things still happen, you know? And they don't want to talk about what we've done for other countries, the technology that we provided. The Saudi Arabians couldn't get oil out of the ground until Standard Oil and other oil companies went over there and gave them the technology, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Think of all the food that this country puts in the breadbasket of the world. You know, the Russians wouldn't have any grain if it weren't for us. I mean, this is not bragging. It's just the sheer technology. Just look at the computer technology, right? Mm-hmm. Look at the semiconductor. The chips, all the stuff, is the internet. This was created as a part in the United States, you know? So if Cuomo wants to get out there and say we've never been great, then I've got news for him. He needs to go out there on a listening tour and go and see America and get out of the governor's office in Albany.
Well,
you know?
They don't. That's the thing. He's from a state There's two states, New York and California, that think they know it all. They're the be-all, the end-all, and they have no idea what the rest of the country is really all about.
But you know what? You're right, Frank, and you've been out there. You know what it's like when you're, you know, rubbing elbows with all the folks, you know? But I'm glad he said what he said, because all he's doing is showing how radicalized the Democrat Party has become. I'm not saying all Democrats are like that, because they're not, but there's a good, strong 40% to 45% that believe that. And I've heard that phrase that he said more than once from the academia and the extreme left, Antifa, the rest of them. There's nothing great about America. America is, you know, a colonial country that enslaves people and on and on. You know, they don't want to talk about the fact that this is the one country that freed its own slaves and reformed its entire system because it had a constitutional basis to do it. And how many countries have modeled their constitutions after the U.S. Constitution? Many, many. Right? Mm-hmm. So pick your socialist country that you want to go live in. Venezuela, Cuba, China.
No, you know? And they never want to look at those places. And then they try to say, well, it's working so well in Sweden and Denmark.
Those aren't socialism.
No, they aren't. They are not.
No, those are democratic socialist countries that have market economies.
Yes, free market economies.
Yeah, they have
not government control. That's when you get Venezuela. Chad, I'm out of time.
All right, buddy. Take care. Have a good one.
Appreciate the call. Off to Baumhauer's in 23 shopping minutes. Just up the street from Baumhauer's, north of Baumhauer's, on the same side, is a place that'll soon be celebrating 50 years. First built on Eastern Boulevard when it was the far outskirts of Eastern Montgomery. And now the town has grown up around it, but it's still supplying more flooring than anybody else for homes and businesses, and that's Georgia Floors Direct. You know why? Because over 50 years, they haven't changed the formula. They get great, high-fashion, popular flooring styles of all types, carpet, hardwood, laminate, you name it, they carry it. They get it direct from the manufacturers so they can sell it to you at a real wholesale price, and they built a team of installers that are second to none. They're people I've actually sat and watched putting a hardwood floor down. The precision, the care, the amazing, I don't know what the artistry that's involved in putting together a backsplash, you know, over the kitchen counter. That's something I could never do. So when somebody can do something I can't, I love watching it. Outstanding result each and every time. And now we're going back to GFD for some Stainmaster. Jeff Mallinson will be happy to welcome you and his merry band of floriers at Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still a few slow spots around town between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway and between Bell Road and Taylor Road on 85 southbound. Come back toward the interchange. At the interchange all the way up to about Ann Street, north and southbound on 85. You got some slow traffic there and a little bit over on North Boulevard as well. The National Clearance Event is going on at Reinhard Toyota. Go to ReinhardToyota.com and unlock your clearance price. That's Reinhard Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A juvenile is now in custody following an overnight robbery and shooting in Montgomery. Police responded to a call of shots fired in the 1100 block of Ann Street around 1:30. Police say the victim was punched and then had his vehicle stolen. They say another person then shot at the suspect. The juvenile was found a short time later. A West Alabama man shot and wounded his adult son during an argument over chicken wings while they were watching football. According to District Attorney Michael Jackson, 77-year-old John Carver was convicted by a Dallas County jury of first-degree domestic violence. Carver shot his son in the chest while they were watching an NFL game in 2016. A pedestrian is recovering after being hit by a car last night in Montgomery. Police say the accident happened in the 5800 block of Monticello Drive just before 9 o'clock. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The blazing heat of summer continues, and the rain chances are not zero, but very small as we work our way through the next few hours. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 74. Tomorrow, kind of a routine summer forecast with a few scattered hit or miss storms here and there, especially in the afternoon and evening. High tomorrow, 93. Better rain chances coming in for Friday, Saturday, and probably Sunday as well. Scattered to numerous storms around with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Stay on top of the summer thunderstorm season by downloading our free weather app for your phone or tablet today. Plus, get instant push notifications for any severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town, because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m.
They're
alcohol
not.
May make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila!
Tequila!
I just want to tell you both.
Thank you.
I just want to tell you both. Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Sounds like she was describing one of our Wednesday night gatherings at Baumhauer's. We have one of those coming up. Celebrating LaDonna's birthday. Oh, God. They're out there pounding the liberal wailing wall today for John Brennan. This is so Nixonian.
Yeah, John Brennan hanging out with Barack Obama on Tuesdays going, here are the people we at the CIA have decided we can drone.
Mm-hmm.
Including if it's an American citizen. I mean,
or here's the phony document that Hillary was kind enough to pay for that we can use to get FISA warrants on these innocent and nothing else. We're gonna look into this Manafort guy and Carter Page, and then once we have them cornered, we'll get them to give up what we need to get rid of Trump. Nothing wrong with that. That's not sedition. That's not treason. Nope. That's the swamp.
And also, at the end of the day, this is largely symbolic. It wasn't like people were letting in. It's not like John Brennan was need to know, and he could be let into some room.
I want to see John Brennan's fat ass in an orange jumpsuit, handcuffed to Hillary.
I've actually never seen his ass. Like, I've only ever seen him, like, from the waist up, or sitting at some table, or, the talking head pose. So I don't.
Well, the only pictures you ever see of him online, like the one that's on Fox, he always looks like he hasn't had a BM in 5 years.
I agree. I like to imagine him with baby legs.
When we were going through the different letters of the alphabet looking for stuff we haven't played, mm-hmm. I found a Carlin clip that we haven't played in a long time. It's only a minute long.
Okay.
About buzzwords.
I'm a modern man, a man for the millennium. Digital and smoke-free. A diversified, multicultural, postmodern deconstructionist, politically, anatomically, and ecologically incorrect. I've been uplinked and downloaded, I've been inputted and outsourced. I know the upside of downsizing, I know the downside of upgrading. I'm a high-tech lowlife, a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, bi-coastal multitasker, and I can give you a gigabyte in a nanosecond. I'm new wave, but I'm old school, and my inner child is outward bound. I'm a hot-wired, heat-seeking, warm-hearted, cool customer, voice-activated and biodegradable. I interface with my database is in cyberspace, so I'm interactive, I'm hyperactive, and from time to time, I'm radioactive. Behind the eight ball, ahead of the curve, riding the wave, dodging the bullet, pushing the envelope. I'm on point, on task, on message, and off drugs. I got no need for coke and speed. I got no urge to binge and purge. I'm in the moment, on the edge, over the top, but under the radar. A high concept, low profile, medium range, ballistic missionary. A streetwise smart bomb. A top gun bottom feeder. I wear power ties, I tell power lies, I take power naps, I run victory laps. I'm a totally ongoing Bigfoot slam dunk rainmaker with a proactive outreach. A raging workaholic. A working rageaholic. Out of rehab and in denial.
You know that little story I was telling about Rich Thomas earlier?
Yeah.
About how much he cares and...
cares.
And is so devoted to the weather, but when he's on the radio with us in the morning, how he pokes that face of his in and drops it. I found one of those moments while I was going through the files. When Jay was getting ready to do Random Facts, a feature we do, it's fun, too, around 7:20 every morning. Listen to it, because you could win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. We do a thing called a pop quiz. But this is from many months ago, but it's still funny, and it's classic Rich Thomas.
And now it's time for
a food outlet full of
random facts.
A lot. Did you know?
Which aisle are we going down first, Jay?
The beaver aisle.
They just had that aisle stuffed this morning.
Oh! Light of day right there.
him, man.
He's great.
Hit and run.
Perfect timing.
All right, here's a little, another thing we do from time to time is a conundrum. Now, this is a woman, and I want you to tell me what she's doing.
Blowing on a chicken's butt.
Blowing on a chicken's butt.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to it one more time. It's an old piece of audio from a woman in a weightlifting competition.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is she getting a deadlift in?
I'm not sure.
Was that a hefty squat?
That made it into the audio files because she made such a unique sound while doing that. It is different.
Yeah, that's a little much. Like, I hope I don't make sounds like that when I'm in a deep squat.
Well, you know what? This would be a good time for me to go now. We have Baumhauer's. They're beckoning
me. Yeah, get out of here. Go celebrate LaDonna's birthday.
We can get you... We can get you on the air a couple of minutes early.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for
make
the
good,
honor.
Make good use of the time. I just posted something on Facebook, by the way. Thank you, Mrs. Ritterbuttle, for this. Amorosa's long history of being fired. You know she was fired by the Clintons twice?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you see what Piers Morgan accused her of?
Hmm.
She said, or he said that Amorosa offered to sleep with him to win the Celebrity Apprentice. Yeah. Yeah.
What a skankadactyle.
And I'm wondering, did she win?
Anyway, come and join us at Baumhauer's tonight if you can. I'm excited about one of our dearest friends and one of the great ladies here in the River Region. That's LaDonna Brooks. Before we head over there, a reminder, when you're in a wreck, first thing you do is make sure you're okay. You know, get the police, get the reports. Then you begin the long journey to car repair. And that includes a call to your insurance company and the question, who's going to fix it? The answer to that is a no-brainer, Montgomery Paint and Body. Talented people, state-of-the-art equipment and facilities, but the difference in the outcome there as opposed to others, it's all about Donnie Turner and his son Brandon. It's their business. They built it for 30 years on a reputation producing a no-shortcut type of result. They refused to get involved in those kinds of games, even if it was to put money in their pocket. It's not in their DNA to cheat anybody, and especially the people that have entrusted their car. So when you finally have, you know, endured this long trial of challenges and your car is ready, come pick it up at Montgomery Paint and Body, your jaw will drop. It will have not looked that good since the day you took it out of the showroom. Their number's 27REC with a W. 27REC with a W for MPB. I can name half a dozen people in this building who have used them with great satisfaction, including me 3 times and Rich Thomas about 25. Actually, it's not quite that high, but you catch my point. They're the best at what they do. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still watching a little bit of slow traffic coming through on 85 northbound between Bell Road and Taylor Road, and then between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. Everything else that we had that was slowing things down is all cleared out of the way. That's the only obstacle you have there is on 85 northbound between Bell Road and Taylor Road is very light, but then you get a little bit heavier as you get to Taylor Road on up towards Chantilly Parkway. Today is the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College, they have the training, you have the desire, so make it happen. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Wonker.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Hey, Guido, where the pals at the Margarita move to? I know they're nearby here or somewhere on Vaughan Road. Yeah. They moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center right there on Vaughan Road by the Chappies. Chappies, that pizzeria? No pizzeria. They got the Boygers. Come on now. Margarita's now in the Pepper Tree right there on Vaughan Road. You can't miss them. They're open 7 days a week near the Chappies. You know, the Boyger joint.
Hey, this is the Doc, Director of Clean at the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean, where we make deep cleaning your carpet easy and affordable. Let's go to the phones.
Hi, Doc. This is Sarah. I just got an estimate from a carpet cleaning service, and apparently it includes cleaning out my wallet.
Let me guess, their $99 special turned into $299?
Exactly.
That's bad math, Sarah, but I have good news. Here at the Rug Doctor Institute, we've packed all the technology and power that the professionals have in their van into one killer machine.
You mean the red Rug Doctor I've seen at the supermarket?
Yep. Just rent one of those bad boys next time you're getting groceries. You can deep clean all your carpets for a fraction of what it costs to hire the pros.
A fraction?
Starting at $29.99 a day.
That's good math.
Thanks for calling, Sarah. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home for less. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
He's one of the most consequential global figures of our time. He transformed Great Britain's education and healthcare systems. He served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2007. And he's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents the Right Honorable Tony Blair, October 4th at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You have reached your destination.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump revokes the security clearance of ex-CIA Director John Brennan and may do the same to other former officials. The Senate Intelligence Committee's top Democrat, Senator Mark Warner, says the president's trying to quiet critics.
This is one more norm just being swept aside when it appears to be on an enemies list. And the closest thing I can think on a historical basis is what Mr. Nixon did.
Brennan calls the move an abuse of power. Former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort's fate in his bank and tax fraud trial now in the hands of a jury.
Prosecutor Greg Andres told a jury of six men and six women that this case is about Mr. Manafort's lies, that he hid money in foreign bank accounts, filed false tax returns for several years, and failed to pay $15 million in taxes. The defense has been trying to pin the blame on Manafort's former business partner, Rick Gates.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Fox News. We report, you decide.
You can count on a Subaru for the countless adventures ahead, because owning a Subaru means confidence now and down the road. Plus, Subaru vehicles hold their value better than any other brand for 2018, according to ALG. So come in during the Subaru Lot to Love event and head out on your first adventure. Now for a limited time, you'll get a great deal on the Subaru you love. Hurry in today. Visit Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on select 2018 models. Offer ends September 4th.
ALG named Subaru the 2018 top mainstream brand for residual value. ALG is the industry benchmark for residual values and appreciation data. www.alg.com.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once.